The International Committee of the Red Cross is still helping Mozambicans who lost everything because of Cyclone Kenneth a year ago. Now, says ICRC Southern Africa Chief Mamadou Sow, it also has to deal with the suffering caused by an escalating and increasingly brutal Islamist insurgency sweeping Cabo Delgado.
It has really turned this province to an inferno. Thousands and thousands of homes have been burnt to the ground. Thousands of people have been killed. Schools, healthcare facilities have been destroyed and reduced to rubbles. Farmlands have been destroyed.
Fighting between militants and government soldiers in areas that were once safe is forcing inhabitants to escape to Pemba on the coast.
Some are coming by foot from the interior of the country, others are coming by boat. But by and large, they are coming with absolutely nothing. You're talking about two kind of displaced persons, one fleeing preventively, so they feel the violence coming closer. But you have an overwhelming majority who are fleeing because their homes were destroyed, their livelihoods are decimated.
The ICRC is providing displaced people with essentials such as personal hygiene items and kitchen sets. It has also given cash to some highly vulnerable families. Much more is needed, says So. But in the middle of the darkness and desperation, something great, as he describes it, has happened.
An overwhelming majority of these people who fled the violence, they arrived in town and they have been, by and large, welcomed and hosted by communities. I'm absolutely inspired by the compassion, and the solidarity of those who've really welcomed them and shared with them the very meager resources that they have.
The ICRC also is working with local health authorities.
When towns see their population increase overnight, the facilities get overburdened. So the Red Cross is on the ground supporting and beefing the capacity of the primary healthcare centers in town.
This is especially important in Pemba, one of Mozambique's COVID-19 epicenters. With a population increasing in the town because of the violence in the interior, Sow says the risk of a surge of infections is now very real. Most of the displaced people are living in overcrowded conditions, under which coronavirus is easily spread. The Red Cross, together with the World Health Organization and other aid groups, has built the country's biggest coronavirus treatment facility in Pemba.
It's very paradoxical. We spend a lot of effort and time with support from WHO, from MSF to build it. But our dearest hope is that it will not be used at its fullest capacity. But it has the capacity right now to manage 200 beds, and it could be scaled up quickly to 400.
But for now, So says the ICRC's greatest concern is the fallout from the extremist attacks. So he's making a plea.
Most importantly, there is the need for us to remind everybody who is involved in violence in Cabo Delgado to uphold human dignity, to respect the lives of those who have nothing to do with the fighting. It's the law, but it's also the right thing to do.
Saul knows, however, that in situations like this, the forces involved more often than not ignore what's right. The ICRC, he says, remains committed to helping the people of Cabo Delgado, no matter what the risks are. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.